This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll start this morning with your closing commodity prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. Commodities across the board finished lower, with wheat finishing higher. We'll start with corn for yesterday. December contract was 356, down 3. March, 368, down 2.5. And for the May, 375 and 3 quarters, down 2.5. On to beans. They finished sharply lower yesterday, with January contract being 862 and a quarter, down 18 and 3 corners. March, 876 and a quarter, down 18 and a half. And May, 889 and 3 quarters, down 18 and a quarter. On to wheat, it finished stronger. December, 507 and a half, up 7 and 3 quarters. March, 514, even, up 6 and 3 quarters. And May, 518 and 3 quarters, up 5 and 3 quarters. Soybean meal, December finished at 303 even, down 28 cents. January finished at 305.10, down 29 cents. And March at 307.80, down 26 cents. On a soybean oil, December finished at 26.96, down 69. January finished at 27.19, down 66, and March finished at 27.44, down 65. We'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
This is Monday's reported grain price and trend prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Monday afternoon. Gone is the optimism that an agreement to eliminate tariffs on U.S. soybeans will result from this weekend's meeting at the G20 between Trump and Xi Jinping. The changes in this report are from Wednesday, the 21st. In northern Western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents lower at 318 to 341. Soybean bids were down 22 to 28 cents, 787 to 810. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 cents lower, 316 to 338. Soybean bids were down 21 cents at 786 to 837. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 6 cents lower, 321 to 351. Soybean bids were down 18 to 23 cents at 795 to 834. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 14 to 16 cents lower at 814 to 847. Basis is up 5 to 7. At 48 under to 15 under the January. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 283 to 295 a ton, down 360 a ton, with basis steady at 20 under to 8 under the December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 6 cents lower at 330 to 356, with basis unchanged to 23 under to option to December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted to produce a corn bids 2 to 4 cents lower, 338 to 353. With basis up 2 to 4 at 18 under to 3 under the December. Soybeans ended down 23 to 27 cents at 815 to 825. With basis down 2 to 6 at 47 under to 37 under the January. New crop wheat prices were steadied up 4 cents at 490 to $5. With basis steady to down 4 at 35 under to 25 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal always placed their producer corn bids 1 to 5 cents lower at 365 to 370. These elevators dropped their soybean prices 21 to 24 cents, while quotations at 840 to 843. Soft wheat closed up 9 to 12 cents at 533 to 534, and Milo ended the day down 6 cents at 346 to 356. Contract bids for producers for January delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 323 to 350, soybeans at 786 to 818. In the central part of the state, corn for January delivery at 328 to 351, and soybeans at 799 to 842. In the southern part of the state, January corn at 333 to 364, soybeans at 803 to 842, and June, July wheat at 480 to 516. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now we'll move on to your livestock futures from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange for December live cattle, 116.92, down 17, February, 120.65, down 27, and April live cattle, 122.87, down 27. On to feeder cattle for January, 149.15, down 22. March feeder cattle, 146.15, up 22. And April, 146.47, also up 22. On to lean hogs, December, 57.40, down $1.67. February, lean hogs, 65.55, down $2.27. And on to April, 71.30, down $1.10. We'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield once again for the cash livestock report.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 22 cents lower in a range of $45 to $51.41 with the weighted average carcass price of $50.19. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices were steady with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 30 to 33, 4 to 500 pounds at 32 to 37, 5 to 600 pounds at 36 to 41, over 600 pounds at 38 to 44. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrows and guts at country buying points were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 28 to 36. Receipts for Illinois barrows and guts have totaled 37,888. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, heifers on a live basis traded at $114. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 233 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $68.22, which was $1.29 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading higher. Choice carcasses are $214.45, which was 60 cents higher, with select carcasses at $199.79, which was $1.28 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000 compared to 119,000 for last week and 116,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 452,000 compared to 479,000 for last week and 447,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Starting off here with your news this morning, farmers and ranchers took home only 11.3 cents of every dollar that Americans spent on their Thanksgiving Day feast last week. That's according to the Thanksgiving edition of the National Farmer Union's Farmer Share publication. The Farmer's Share compares the retail prices of food in a traditional Thanksgiving holiday dinner to the amount farmers receive from each item they grow. We should take time to recognize the farmers and ranchers that provided our Thanksgiving meals, says NFU President Roger Johnson. While consumer holiday prices continue to decline, farm income is dropping at a much faster rate. We're in the midst of the worst farm economic downturn in generations, and we hope Farmers Share illustrates that to the general public. On average, farmers get 14.8 cents of every food dollar consumers spend throughout the year. More than 85% of food costs cover marketing, processing, wholesaling, distribution, and retailing. Johnson says farmers and ranchers play the most valuable role in actually producing the food we eat throughout the year, yet they just make pennies on the dollars for their products. Johnson adds, the major integrators who control the poultry markets have used their extreme bargaining power to suppress the earnings of the men and women who produce our turkeys, while at the same time, they take in record profits for themselves. He says those same growers that raise our poultry get about 5 to 6 cents per pound of turkey they produce. In our next national story, the USDA recently reduced its forecast for beef production in 2018 by 30 million pounds. The new forecast is 26.9 billion pounds. The slight revision is based on numbers at the end of the third quarter and from fourth quarter expectations of slightly fewer steers and heifers to be slaughtered and fewer bulls in the slaughter mix. The industry website meetingplace.com says those slaughter numbers are all found in the USDA's monthly livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook report. Despite the lower slaughter predictions in the fourth quarter of this year, the steer and heifer slaughter rate per weekday in the fourth quarter is expected to remain above the rate for the same period in 2017. The 2019 beef production forecast was lowered by 100 million pounds to 27.8 billion. The adjustment comes from fewer than expected cattle placed in feedlots in the third quarter of 2018, which would reduce the expected number of fed cattle marketed and slaughtered in early 2019. The September cattle on feed report says there were 4.7% fewer cattle placed in feedlots, but 3.6% fewer cattle marketed than last year. That means there are 5.4% more cattle on feed than a year ago, which supports the expectations of a strong marketings in the first half of 2019. Our last national story for this morning, landowners appear to be getting more interested in selling their ag land. The total amount of land that Farmers National Company has listed for sale is up 21% compared to last year. Randy Dickhut is the Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations at Farmers National Company. He says most of the sales are coming from individuals or ownership groups who've decided that now is the best time to sell. They may have inherited the land or even owned it for years, but sellers have watched the land market and some are deciding to take advantage of the still historically good land prices, Dickhut says. Some sellers are thinking that there is more downside risk in land prices than upside potential, so now is the time for them to sell. At the other end of the spectrum, Farmers National says buyers are generally more cautious right now, which causes some land brokerage companies to experience more no-sale auctions that don't achieve the reserve price during those public auction sessions. On to local news for this Tuesday morning. Earlier this month, WSMI's Randy Prangy interviewed Scott Gaffner of the Illinois Soybean Association at the grand opening of Charlie Coleman's new 2,500-head hog barn just outside of Donelson. Scott talks about how local swine operations like Coleman's keep Illinois soybeans moving despite an unpredictable market climate.
Talking with Scott Gaffner of the Illinois Soybean Association. And Scott, one thing that facilities like this and others that are going up around the state really helps the soybean market, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we're in a climate right now where it's so unpredictable on where we're going to be able to move our soybeans, you know, with the trade embargo going on with China, all the tariffs. You know, we need to have other markets that are available to us. And with these swine operations like this, they're a large consumer of our soybeans. Illinois, of the soybeans that we produce, and we're, of course, the number one producer, we keep about 40% of that soybean here locally, and of the 40%, 79% is consumed by these pork-producing companies like Mashaw's and stuff, so we really need the pork producers.
Now, do you keep in touch with the Mashaw's? Do they keep you appraised of how many facilities like this are going up?
They keep in close contact with us, pork producers do, just because they know that we're big supporters of them. We want to do everything we can to help promote them, and they use our soybeans because they're high in the protein, so we try to keep the communication going both ways.
Speaking of communication, are you in communication like with Congress about the farm bill?
Well, we always try to keep in communication with them, of course, because we want these things to get passed and move through, but there's only so much we can do, but we do send representatives out there. We try to make sure that they know we're wanting this to get passed. So.
Well, what's in the future for the Illinois Soybean Association?
We continue to look at different ways that we can use soybeans. Soy aquaculture, another endeavor. So, I mean, we have so many different ways that soybeans can be useful. And so we just continue to promote them, not only in the rural areas, we're promoting them up in Chicago so that people that consume pork know that, you know, that's a big soybeans produce or feed the pork in this industry. So we just try to help educate people as well, just so they know that soybeans are a big part of our nation, and of course our state relies heavily upon them.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Again, that was Randy Prangy with Scott Gaffner of the Illinois Soybean Association. Moving on, for more local news, approximately 1,868 Illinois Farm Bureau members, staff, and guests are expected to attend the 103rd annual meeting of the Farm Bureau in Chicago this weekend, Saturday, December the 1st through Tuesday, December the 4th. There will be 343 voting delegates on behalf of 79,000 voting members. As of August the 31st, the Illinois Farm Bureau recorded 394,742 total members. Approximately 3 out of 4 farmers in the state are Illinois Farm Bureau members. There are 93 county farm bureaus in the state, with some counties that have consolidated their organizations. We'll have former WSMI Ag Director and current Montgomery County Farm Bureau Manager, Katie Wilson, there reporting for the annual meeting. And we'll have those reports for you next week here on WSMI AM and FM. We will also have the latest Illinois crop progress and condition report for you later this week, along with a farmer interview. That's all the news we have. We'll have the opening commodity market report with Earl Sorrells here at 9:30 here on WSMI. Reporting Ag News for WSMI, I'm Gabe Osborne.